Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us again here on Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. I'm so happy to be with you here today.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic is technology.
Today's title is Electric Cars Are Coming. Electric Cars Are Coming. Peter, what happened yesterday during our show?
Well, we learned that companies are producing new electric cars this year. But electric cars aren't very common. Our friends are interested in electric cars.
Well, we get to learn some more about that today. Let's start with our Read It. Follow along with Peter.
Tina is reading about electric cars in a car magazine. James thinks electric cars are fancy, but not useful. They can't drive very far before they need to be charged. But when James hears about the Chevy Bolt, he is interested. It's different. Tesla and Chevy are making electric cars for the mass market. Their new models are very exciting.
So people think different things about electric cars, and we'll talk about that today.
There are different electric cars you can choose from.
So what do you think is the reason to get an electric car, Peter?
Well, I think if you want to save money on paying for gas, that's a good reason. Or if you care for the environment, maybe electronic cars or electric cars can help.
Well, I bet we'll learn more about that today. But first, we need to learn our keywords with Christina.
Hello, Tina 正在看一本汽车杂志。杂志就是 magazine。Tina is reading a car magazine. 杂志里提到了电动车。James 觉得电动车看起来是昂贵高级但是不实用。They are fancy but not very useful. 形容词 fancy 在这里是形容东西豪华昂贵的。而且开没多远就必须再充电。动词充电就是 charge. You have to charge them again.James 对电动车的评价好像不高，不过把杂志借来仔细阅读之后，想法好像改变了。现在有两家公司都为大众市场研发了电动车。They are making the electric cars for the mass market. 形容词 mass 就是大众、大量的。他们的新款电动车很令人兴奋期待。Their new models are very exciting.名词 model 在这里指的是产品的款式或者是车型。
What magazine are you reading?
It's a car magazine. I'm reading about electric cars.
They're fancy, but not very useful.
Why?
I've heard that they can't drive very far. Then you have to charge them.
What about the Chevy Bolt? It can go 238 miles before you have to charge it.
That is interesting. Can I borrow your magazine?
A great way to learn about new things is to read a magazine. Magazines usually are monthly. That means there is a new one every month.
Hey!I can think of a great magazine. It's called Let's Talk in English. You can read the conversations with us every day. It has the keywords, the Chinese translation, and more helpful tips.
So, what do you think is a reason to not get an electric car?
Well, it's a new technology, so maybe they're not as good as other cars.I know some people think that they don't go very far. What about you? Can you think of reasons not to get one?
Well, for me, it's just how expensive they are. I don't think I could spend all that money on an electric car.
Well, but today we are learning that they are changing. Electric cars are becoming better and cheaper and more useful.
That's great. James says that electric cars are fancy. but not very useful. Fancy. This is a fun word. It means really nice and expensive. People like spending money on fancy dinners.
Fancy, but not useful. Why does James think this? He has heard that they don't drive far, or that they don't go very far.
After that, then you have to charge it.
You have to charge it.
Yes, Peter, you have to charge it.
No, Pauline, you have to charge it. That's today's
calendar phrase.
You have to charge it.
You have to charge it.
你必须要给它充电。
My cell phone isn't working.
You have to charge it.
It won't turn on.
You have to charge it.
It won't make calls.
You have to charge it.
I need a new one, but I don't have any money.
You have to charge it.
Oh, good idea.
You have to charge it.
You have to charge it.
你必须要给它充电。
When something needs electricity, like your phone or laptop, then you have to charge it.
When you use gas for a normal car, we fill the tank with gas. But what about electric cars?
Well, then you charge your car. James thinks that electric cars...don't go very far before you have to charge them.
This is a good sentence pattern that we can learn more about. So let's have Christina talk about it a little bit more.
Tina 说这辆车 it can go 238 miles before you have to charge it. 这句话直接翻译就是在你必须充电之前它可以跑238英里。不过我们中文不这么说这句话按照中文的意思其实就是这辆车可以跑238英里才充电。看到两种语言之间的差异了吗？所以再一次强调，要把英文学得到底，光是靠一个字一个字翻译是不够的哦。以下的例句都是类似的情况，不能把 before 直接翻译成在什么之前。比如说 ,It will be many years before I can buy this car. 要好多年的时间我才能买得起这台车。Cook it before you eat it. 煮过才能吃。现在要造出像这样的句子可能比较难一点，不过要先晓得有这样子的表达方式就可以了。多多阅读会有帮助哦。
Thanks, Christina. So Tina tells James about the Chevy Bolt. This is an electric car. She says that it can go...238 miles before you have to charge it.
Wow, that's 383 kilometers. I think that is very far. That is farther than many normal cars that use only gas.
So I guess it's true that electric cars are getting better, much better.
And now James learned something today and...wants to learn some more.
Well, I think we'll get a chance to, but right after the break. We'll see you in just a minute, friends. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Today, we're talking about a new technology in cars. And I was wondering, Peter, do you like to buy the newest technology?
No, I don't. It's just really expensive, and usually there are problems with that thing. But I have friends that do this, and they're really excited about the newest thing. So I think that's great.
Well...Thankfully, electric cars have been around for a while, and they're getting better and better. Let's learn some more about them right now. Have you changed your mind about electric cars, James?
I have. Tesla and Chevy are making electric cars for the mass market.
Yes, they make two models that are very exciting.
I know. Electric cars are now for regular people.
I want one, but they still cost a lot.
True, but they are inexpensive to drive.
That is why I want one. So why do people have different opinions about electric cars?
Well, when something new comes out, it's hard to think about it. Maybe it's a good idea, but it's not good yet.
Oh, that's true. Like electric cars, when they were very new, they weren't very good.
Maybe this is why James thought that before, electric cars were not very good. Once we think one thing, it's hard to change your mind.
That is why it is important to keep learning and trying new things.
I like people that can try new things and change their mind about something. And this is a good sentence pattern to learn more about. Here's Christina.
本来 James 对电动车的印象不太好，觉得它需要充电，跑不远，而且又很贵。不过他看了杂志的报道之后，好像改变了想法。Tina 问他 ，Have you changed your mind about electric cars？ 句型 change one's mind about something 表示某人对某事物改变了心意或想法。比如你本来对某部电影不看好的，但是现在说 ，I've changed my mind about that movie。本句用现在完成式表示已经改变心意。或者他看过环境保护的影片之后，对资源回收有了不同的想法。He has changed his mind about recycling.
So, Peter, has James changed his mind about electric cars?
Yes, Pauline, he has. And now he is learning more about them. I think he's really interested in them.He talks about two companies that make cars, Tesla and Chevy.
Right. Both Tesla and Chevy are making electric cars for the mass market. Let's first talk about a market, the car market.
Okay. Well, the car market is where people or businesses are involved with buying and selling cars.And a mass market is the large, general kind of this market.
Okay, so these companies, Chevy and Tesla, make cars. We have been talking about cars, and when you want to talk about a specific car, we use the word model.
Yes, that's right. It's like talking about everything, the design, the car. And one model was the Chevy Bolt that we talked about.
Right. James and Tina are really excited about this car and electric cars in general. Electric cars are now for regular people.
Regular is a good word to know. It means normal. And they are talking about regular people, meaning that they don't have to be rich with a lot of money to buy an electric car.
Tina wants one, but they do still cost a lot.So maybe after a while, in a few years, electric cars will get even better and cheaper.
True. And one more thing we learn about them is they are inexpensive to drive.
And why is that?
Well, that's because they don't use gas. That means you don't have to spend money filling your car every time.
I would like that. So maybe even though they are expensive...They will save people's money once they buy one.
That's true. Well, friends, now it's time to look at those keywords from today. We can say them together.
Here's your first keyword for today. Magazine. Magazine. I am reading a magazine.
Fancy. Fancy. That is a fancy jacket.
Charge. Charge. I have to charge my phone.
Mass. Mass. I don't pay attention to mass culture.
Model. Model. My phone is the newest model. All right, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's go back and watch our conversations one more time.
What magazine are you reading?
It's a car magazine. I'm reading about electric cars.
They're fancy, but not very useful.
Why?
I've heard that they can't drive very far. Then you have to charge them.
What about the Chevy Bolt? It can go 238 miles before you have to charge it.
That is interesting. Can I borrow your magazine?
Have you changed your mind about electric cars, James?
I have. Tesla and Chevy are making electric cars for the mass market.
Yes, they make two models that are very exciting.
I know. Electric cars are now for regular people.
I want one, but they still cost a lot.
True, but they are inexpensive to drive.
That is why I want one.
So we started to talk about this at the end of the lesson, but can you save money, or how do you save money when buying an electric car?
Okay, so we know electric cars don't use gas, so you don't have to pay the money for gas all the time. But how much money do you save? How much cheaper is it to have an electric car?
Well, actually, this is an interesting way to look at it. It depends on the country that you live in.
Interesting. I suppose that makes sense. In Japan and Germany, electric cars are about 33% cheaper to drive. I guess their gas must be very expensive.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. In the USA, they are about 23% cheaper. And in China, they're only 11% cheaper.
Okay, so you said we would get to this question. Why do they become cheaper, Peter?
Well, one reason is governments want to make people able to buy the cars. This is because they are good for the environment, right? So governments will make them cheaper.
Oh, I see. So the car is actually cheaper to buy in those countries.
Yes, and you talked about this at the end. You can say it again, filling your car.
That's right, the gas. So some countries, gasoline is a lot more expensive.
Right, like in Europe, it's really expensive versus the United States.
Well, I think we learned a lot during this chat. Hope you did too. Now let's go enjoy a jungle chit chat.
Hey, James, what do you think about electric cars?
They are very fancy, but not very useful.
Because the electric cord isn't long enough.
Very funny. They don't use electric cords. They use big batteries.
Big batteries?
Yes. The batteries need to be charged.
Ooh, now that's interesting. Do a lot of people drive electric cars?
Not yet, but some car companies are making them for the mass market.
The mass market?
Yes, they hope that many people will buy their new models.
Well, I think we should help them.
How?
Why don't we buy an electric car? You can buy one for me.
Ginger, you don't even drive.
But I still want one.
Maybe I'll get it.
It's pretty dark, Bob. Should we keep on hiking?
Well, we could take a break here, if you want.
And then maybe we should go back. It's kind of scary in the forest at night.
I've heard that there are ghosts in this forest.
Nice try, Bob. I don't believe in ghosts.
I've heard that they come out for a walk every night at 8 o'clock. What time is it now?
It's 8 o'clock.
I've heard. I've heard that they come out for a walk every night at 8 o'clock. Boo!
Run! It's okay. It's not a ghost, Izzy. It's Super Sentence Man. Oh yeah, that was perfect timing, Super Sentence Man. You mean you planned this?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
You look so scared.
Well, I'm glad it's just you, Super Sentence Man. What are you doing up here anyway?
Well, actually, Bob here said a super sentence. I've heard that they do something. Bob said, I've heard that they come out for a walk every night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, man. That was a super sentence. I have one, too.
Well, go for it.
Do you know how much little ants work?
No.
I've heard that they never sleep.
I've heard that they never sleep. Is that true?
I don't know, but it's
a super sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. What about you, Bob? Do you have another one for me?
Oh, sure. Speaking of animals.
Yes.
I love octopuses.
Zhang Yu.
I've heard that they each have 3 hearts.
I've heard that they each have 3 hearts. That's crazy.
Right?
And it's a super sentence. Remember.
Well, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great. What was that?
What was what?
But I just heard someone else who needs my help. That's all. Well, here I go.
All right, friends. Well, in English, we say that there are 2 sides to everything. That means often there is a good side and a bad side of everything. With electric cars, Peter, we said something good about electric cars is that they are good for the environment. But is there any ways that that might not be true?
Well, you have to think about where the electricity comes from. Maybe the electricity is making a lot of pollution at the power plant. Or where do all the parts of this electric car come from? Sometimes it doesn't matter that it's an electric car after that point.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, it's always good to talk about these things and learn, and we hope you come back tomorrow to learn more with us. Right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.